on campus and online. This is URN. The Pulse.
In campus news, doctors in Britain are missing opportunities to spot lung cancer at an early stage, according to a study carried out by researchers from the University of Nottingham and Nottingham City Hospital. The study found around a third of people with the condition die within 90 days of their initial diagnosis. Nottingham Lakeside Arts and the University of Nottingham Music Department have announced Ensemble 360 as its newest ensemble in residence. The three-year residency is supported by the Radcliffe Trust through its university residency scheme. It will start in autumn 2014. Health bosses say extra money is needed if the NHS in England is not to suffer. A five-year plan for the NHS highlights that an annual £30 billion shortfall could open up by 2020. The plan, called the NHS Forward View, suggests the NHS will need an extra £8 billion a year above inflation by 2020. Canada's Prime Minister insists his country will not be intimidated after a gunman rampaged through Parliament before being shot dead. Stephen Harper described the attacker as a terrorist and promised to redouble anti-terror efforts. The gunman, named as Michael Bibo, shot and killed a soldier at an Ottawa war memorial before entering Parliament. Sam Smith says it's a dream come true after taking home four trophies from last night's Mobos. Smith picked up awards for Best Male Artist, Best Song, Best R&B Artist and Best Album. Jessie J was named Best Female Act, while Creptin Conan picked up the award for Best Hip Hop Act. Liverpool manager Brendan Rodgers says he will deal with striker Mario Balotelli today after the player swapped shirts with Real Madrid's Pepe at half-time last night. The Reds lost 3-0 at Anfield. Meanwhile, Arsenal scored two late goals to beat Anderlecht 2-1. The weather, a dry day, highs of 15 Celsius, that's 59 degrees Fahrenheit. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 25 minutes to 12.